somewhere else because we've got a show to do. All right then. Right. Okay. Four lovely people in the call queue. We've got 4 minutes past the hour of 9 p.m. and Tina's in the studio. So here she is, Tina Marie.
Good evening.
Hiya, Tina. Okay. Right. So, joviality over. We're going to get on with the show. Okay. And Holly's number one in our queue this evening.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm always number one.
You're always number one. In my eyes, darling, you're always number one. Right, how can I help you?
Anything you pick up on is fine.
Polly, I feel as though you've had some news of some sort. Would that make any sense, darling, please?
Yeah, I got two calls for two different jobs and an interview.
Oh, good, that's good then, isn't it? I bet that made you happy, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. I do feel as though you're going to get one of them. I do feel as though you're going to get one of them because I feel as though you've portrayed yourself very, very well. Okay. I do feel as though you have portrayed yourself very, very well. Okay. Uh-huh. And I do feel as though you're letting other people get on with what they're supposed to do and you're just doing what you have to do. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I do feel as though you haven't thought about very much apart from what's going on in your own life. I do feel as though you're ready to move on with your life. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, that's good then. I do understand that the angels have been trying to tell you something this week. They have been trying to tell you that there is some good things coming for you, okay? There is some good things coming for you, and there's going to be somebody who comes to you who wants to know what you do and how you do things, okay? There is going to be mm-hmm. somebody with questions, because I feel as though this person that's going to come to you is very spiritual themselves, okay?
Yeah.
Would you know any spiritual people around you that started asking questions, please?
Brian's pretty spiritual. I don't know about him, but okay.
Because I do feel as though somebody's going to come to you that's spiritual, okay, that wants to be around you, wants to learn off you, okay? Huh. I feel as though you are going to be starting to teach people things.
Okay.
I do feel as though you are going to teach people things.
Okay, okay.
I do honestly feel as though there is going to be somebody coming around you. I've got this strong energy around you, okay? There's a strong energy around you that the angels are coming to come down and teach you about something, okay? I don't know what it is you've been asking about, but the angels are coming down to help you with it, okay? And they're also going to come down and teach you something. Would you understand anything like that, please?
I'm not sure just yet. I'll think about it.
Okay. Because I feel as though there's going to be a very strong energy around you. Okay. I honestly do feel as though there's going to be a very strong energy around you. Okay. Is somebody going to come around that's going to give you some news? Okay. There's somebody going to come and give you some news? Okay. I do feel as though there's somebody going to come and give you some news. It's either that or there's some news going to come by a phone call. Okay. I do feel as though you're a lot happier in yourself as well, Holly. Would that make sense?
Oh, yes.
Okay. I do feel as though there's a conversation being taken place this week at some point. Would that make sense?
I don't know if it's with Brian or with the job. I'm not sure.
Okay. I'm not sure. I think it might to do with the job, to be honest. I feel
okay.
as though an in-depth conversation with somebody about the job. Would that make sense? Okay. It's definitely that I'm picking up on then. Okay. I do feel also that you've had a conversation with Brian as well. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. I do feel as though he's sorting things out for himself. Would that make sense as well, please?
Oh, yes.
Okay. But he's not as sorted things out for himself the way you'd like to have things sorted out. Okay. Would that make sense as well?
Oh, yes.
Okay. I'm being told to just let him get on with what he has to do. Okay. Because
yes.
Don't need it affecting you, okay? Don't need it affecting you because the angels are very much around you and want you to move on with what you have to do, sweetheart, okay? Because your readings are coming up and they are coming up quick, I feel, okay? I feel as though your radio station is coming up quick as well. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. I honestly do feel as though your radio station is going to get a lot more callers and a lot more listeners, okay? Because I do feel as though people are spreading the word about you, sweetheart, okay? I do feel as though people are spreading the word about you. There's one particular caller that you get every week, I feel, that's really devoted to you and really enjoys the readings that you give them. Okay, I feel this is the person that's spreading the word about you and sending out links and that to your radio station. Okay.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
I do feel as though it's just one particular caller, and I do feel as though it's a female. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I think I know who it is.
Okay. I do feel as though it's a female, sweetheart, okay? And I do feel as though she really enjoys the readings that you give her. I really feel as though she is spreading the word about you as well. Plus, there's somebody you've just given a reading for and been told that was really in awe of what you could do, and how happy this person was. I feel also that this was a female as well. This is one that you gave one-to-one reading for, okay?
Yeah.
I do feel as though this person was very happy, and this person is over the moon, okay? And I do feel as though she's been spreading the word about you as well, darling. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I think she's an artist.
Okay. I do honestly feel as though she's been spreading the word about you as well. So I do feel as though your audience is going to start building, darling, okay? I do feel as though people's going to be messaging you for one-to-one readings.
Mm-hmm. 3 minutes.
I feel as though people's going to be messaging you for one-to-one readings. I think this is a strong energy that I'm feeling around you, darling, okay? This is what I'm feeling. I feel this is a strong energy that's around you. You've got a lot of positive vibes around you, Holly, okay? There is a lot of positive vibes around you, and I'm being told don't let your negative vibes outweigh your positive vibes. Would that make sense? Okay. The angels are saying, please keep on the right path that you're on, okay? Spirit is asking for you to keep the right path that you're on because you're not only just a Earthbound Angel, but you're also quite the ambassador. I don't understand what they mean by that, but you're quite the ambassador for spirit as well. Okay.
Oh, wow. Minute.
You've been doing this for a very long time, Holly. Okay. You've been doing this for such a long time. They are going to be rewarding you with something. I don't understand what they're going to be rewarding you with. Maybe there's going to be some good news come your way. Something's going to be your way that I'm feeling that's going to be completely in awe of what you can do. Okay. I do feel as though there is something good coming your way because you've been doing this for such a long time and you have been portraying spirit in a good light. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Because this is what I'm picking up, sweetheart. Okay. So all they're saying is that you keep up this work, okay, with what you're doing, and they are very, very, very proud of how you're coming along and how you're teaching yourself. Okay.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Okay.
One. Yeah.
They've also just said there is going to be more followers coming towards you and there is going to be more people wanting one-to-one readings as well, darling. Okay?
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Holly. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, darling. Bye.
Thanks, Holly. Okay. All right. Didn't get to ask how the interview went. Okay, let's see where we are. Veronica.
Hi, Tina Marie.
Good evening, Veronica. How are you?
Beautifully fine. Always a pleasure to talk with you. I hope that you stay. But I hope that people call you and think, and also want to thank him. And please support the network, whatever you can give, and only more. Listen, Marie, I have a question for you that I've been thinking because I have to move on the some paperwork, and I know that which kind of astonished me. The spirit mentioned to me the man that I saw at the grocery store where I had conflict, trying to be my friend. I know that when I saw him, I don't know if it was through clairvoyance, through the hearing, but I did hear that, my name. I heard my name when I saw him, and I was about maybe 12, 11 feet away. But I hope he didn't see me. So I like to know if he is looking for me, or if he wants to cause me trouble, or he what is it, please? I know there's something there.
I don't think he wants to cause you trouble, darling. Okay, I don't think honestly he wants to cause you trouble. All right, I do feel as though he wants to apologize. Okay, I do feel as though he wants to apologize, all right, darling, because the way he treated, it's something to do with the way he treated you. Would that make sense? Veronica?
Yes, go ahead. Sorry, the phone mute by itself. Yes, ma'am, you got it.
Okay.
I do feel as though
he wants to apologize. I do feel as though he's very sorry for the way he treated you for some sort of little thing. I'll take it. Okay. And as for the paperwork, you definitely need to move on with that paperwork. Okay. Because I do feel as though that paperwork is of some importance. Would that make sense?
Yes. Yes. And yes. Do you know what is it about? I mean, real quickly.
No, I don't know what it's about. I don't know what it's about, darling, to be honest. Okay. If it's a legal matter, then I don't know what it's about, sweetheart, because obviously I can't go into legal matters, you know that. Okay. But I do feel as though this paperwork that you've got to get on with is some sort of importance, okay? I do feel as though you've been putting this paperwork off. Picking it up, looking at it and putting it down. Would that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I do feel as though you do need to sort this paperwork out, sweetheart. Okay. I do feel as though this paperwork is of urgency. Okay. So you do need to sort it out and send it back to the relevant person. Okay. Preferably by the end of the week. Okay. This is the angels just giving you a bit of a boost, darling. Okay. Nothing to worry you about. It's just, they're just saying we're going to try and give you a bit of a boost to go up to the end of the week to get this paperwork sorted out. Okay. I know this paperwork is some sort of what you could call, you're filling in a book. Okay. It's like you're filling in a book, yes and no questions to answers, that's in a book. Okay. Because I do feel as though it's a substantial amount of paperwork. Would that make sense? Okay. But you do need to put your mind focused to it, darling. Okay, you do definitely need to put your mind's focus to it, okay? Obviously, with the angels and the legal matters and stuff like that, I don't know what this paperwork is about, okay? So I suggest you just fill it in and send it back, okay? I don't feel as though it's anything untowards, all right, darling? I definitely don't feel as though it's anything untowards. I'm not getting any bad vibes from it, okay? And there is some other paperwork as well that needs sorting out. Besides the one that you're talking about, there's another lot of paperwork that needs sorting out as well. Would that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You need to do that paperwork as well, darling. Okay. You need to sit and put your mind's perspective. Okay. You put put this paperwork into perspective and put this paperwork first. Okay. Then once you've got this paperwork done, you can just get it out of the way and then you can sit and relax, okay, and not worry about it. Then you know it's back and it's in the relevant hands and the people can sort this paperwork out for you, okay? All you've just got to do is just answer the questions on the paperwork. I do feel as though one lot of paperwork is where you've got to put a point forward, okay? You've got to put a point forward and just put some suggestions down or put a point across with the paperwork that's there, okay? You just write some basic points down of what you want to do and how you want to run things. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yes, ma'am. Real quickly, can I give you a topic? Does it have to do with my business or later on a home that I like to buy and or someone that I'm taking to...
I'm not sure. I'm not sure, darling. I'm not picking up anything like that. But it is this paperwork, all I'm picking up, it is relevance of an importance. Okay. This paperwork is relevance of an importance, darling. All right. You do need to get it sorted. There's other lot of paperwork that you need to get it sorted. It might to do with a new home. It might to do with a new business. Okay. Because I do feel as though you're focusing on getting a business open right now. You're running, but the only thing is though, you've got to start and relax and put things into perspective about this business. Would that make sense? Veronica?
Am I okay to open already?
Sorry?
Am I okay to open?
I'm not sure, okay, because you've got to go with COVID guidelines with your business, aren't you? So you've got to get the COVID guidelines, sweetheart, okay? But I do feel as though with opening up, I do feel as though you're opening up to spirit a lot more, okay? I do feel that. I do feel as though you're opening up to spirit a lot more as well. You're taking guidance from spirit. Would that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. This is a different opening up, Veronica. I do feel as though you are picking up sounds and signs from spirit. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. I do feel as though you're picking up sounds and signs from spirit, sweetheart. Okay. I do feel as though you're feeling very inspired just lately by spirit because you know that spirit are around you and you feel happy that spirit are around you helping. Okay. I also feel as though there's one particular person that's around you that's giving you this guidance. Okay, I feel as though it's a female figure that's around you giving you guidance as well. And it's a very strong, powerful female. Would you understand that, please?
Yeah, it's an archangel.
Right, okay. I do feel as though it's a very strong, I do feel as though it's a strong, powerful angel that's around you. Okay. And as for you picking up hearing people's thoughts, that is because you're an empath, darling. You're an empath, and you need to start and control the emotions and the thoughts that you're picking up, okay? You've got to start deciphering whether they're your own thoughts or whether your own feelings, okay, or somebody else's thoughts and feelings. Would you understand that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because that empathy can actually make you think, is these my thoughts or is these my feelings or are they somebody else? You've got to put everything into perspective, Veronica, now, okay, and think about what you're going to do and how you're going to control these empathy thoughts and feelings that you're getting through time.
1 minute.
You've got to sit and relax and start and think about things now, okay?
Okay, but before you go, do I get an answer from Spirit if I okay to open the doors for business this week?
I don't know. You've got to go with COVID guidelines, so you have to search COVID guidelines up, darling. Okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm in the U.S. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it.
Man, all right,
thank you. Nice talking to you. Very accurate.
Thank you very much.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. Number one show.
Thank you, Veronica. Okay. Oh, and Veronica messages me quite a lot as well. We did get your message there, Veronica. And yes, as far as I know, Chris is with me on Friday. Okay. That's one lady that sends me an email quite regular asking, is this person on today? And is this person on? So it's very interesting. You know, and of course the email box is there for that, of course. Right, let's see where we're going. Oh, here's a lady that we haven't heard before. I hope I have the name right. Nessie?
Hello?
Good evening.
Good evening. You got it right, it's Nessie.
How can I help Nessie?
I was wondering what you picked up from Spirit from my ex-relationship with Joel.
Your ex-relationship or your relationship that you don't know?
It's kind of like we're broken up, but it's still there sometimes.
Right, okay. So basically it's like an on-off relationship.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Okay. I've got a lady figure with me. Okay, Nessie. I've got a lady figure with me. She just stepped in and she heard you. She's saying, please, 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 just be careful of what you're doing. Would you understand why she's saying that, please?
I guess.
Okay. I feel as though it's a grandmother figure. Okay, would you understand a grandmother figure in Spirit, please?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. I do feel as though this grandmother figure, when she was here, Nessie, she used to look out for you quite a lot. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. She's saying, please, 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 be careful with what you're doing. Okay. I don't understand why she's saying that. Okay. Because maybe it's because you and your boyfriend are, like, kind of on and off, on and off. She doesn't want you getting hurt any more than what you have been, she's saying. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. She's just said, you know, you can do better.
Yes.
Okay. She knows you can do better. But what she wants most of all is for you to concentrate on what you're concentrating on now. I don't understand what she means by that. Okay. She says you've got a lot of things to concentrate on. You need to start and concentrate on them. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yes.
Okay. She understands what you're going through. Okay. She understands what you're going through right now. She's saying she's seen your struggles and she's seen the tears coming from you. Okay. But she said she's also seen confusion, which is obvious. Okay. What she wants you to do is just concentrate on the then, not on what was or what's going to be. Okay. Would you understand why she's saying that, please?
Yeah.
Okay. She says that you've got something you're desperately working towards, or you
yeah.
are trying to work towards. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. She wants you to keep working towards that, darling. She's saying, please just keep working towards that. Put feelings aside. I don't understand what she means by that. But she's saying...
I'm always in my feelings.
Sorry?
I'm always in my feelings.
Right, okay. She says, put feelings aside and keep carrying on with what you have to do. Okay. I don't understand what she means by this. But she says, you play it cool, people come running back. Would you understand what she means by that?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. She's saying you keep playing it cool and keep doing what you have to do, darling. Okay. And people will come running back. But there's only certain people you think you can trust that you need to accept.
Mm-hmm.
And why she's saying that, please?
Yeah.
Okay. She's giving you, basically what she's doing, darling, she's giving you guidance. Okay.
That's what I need.
Yeah, she's giving you guidance as to what you really need and really think about, okay? She's saying you need...
Does she think I should move back to where I'm from?
That is entirely your call, okay? That is entirely your call. But I do feel as though you've seriously been contemplating it. You really have
yeah.
been thinking about it. And I do feel as though you have actually been looking at properties around there as well. Would that make sense?
Anything. I'm so confused in my life right now.
Okay.
I'm what to do.
Right, okay. Because I do feel with you, Nessie, that you are a very, very beautiful soul. And I feel as though people have taken advantage of that beauty of your soul as well. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I think this is why Grandma's come forward, darling, because she doesn't want people taking any more advantage of you, okay? She's saying you need people in your life that will take you for who you are and not what you've got around you. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. This is why she's come forward, I think, darling, because she's so confused and she's so worried about you. Okay.
I'm worried about myself.
Sorry?
I'm worried about myself.
Yeah, she's worried about you, darling. She is there very much around you. Okay. She's very, very much around you. Okay. She said she wants to let you know that she brought you up to know what is and what isn't. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. She's saying you've got to remember her talks that she gave to you.
Mm-hmm. I'm named after her.
Taking advantage. About people taking advantage of other people. Because I feel as though people used to try and take advantage of Grandma and you used to pick it up. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. She said, just remember the wise words I told you about people taking advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You are your own person, darling, okay? Do not let anybody else tell you so.
Yeah.
Okay. She wants you to know that you're very much loved. Very, very, very much loved. Okay. She thinks you're she knows you're very, very much loved around where you are now. She's saying that she's not just worried about you. She's worried about somebody else that's around you as well. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I feel as though she wants to send healing angels down to either you or somebody around you. Would that make sense as well, sweetheart, please?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. These healing angels are coming down, darling. Okay. These healing angels are coming down. Okay. She wants you to know that people around you are very, very, very loved. All right. Because you are very loved. She's also just said to me that you've got to use your intuitive feelings, okay? You've got to use your inner feelings to what you know what's right and what you know what's wrong, okay? She wants you to know that these feelings that you're getting right now are maybe the right feelings. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I have like a strong intuition. I just haven't wanted to follow it.
Right, okay. She thinks that this strong intuition that you've got is going to maybe you think you're going down to go down the wrong way. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Because she wants you to know, darling, any intuitive feelings that you do get, okay, are coming from spirit. It's spirit guiding you, sweetheart, okay? It can feel as though there's a new venture that you want to be going on. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, because she's just say to her about a new venture that she wants to go on. I feel as though, Nessie, it could be doing something to do with travel as well. Would that make sense, darling, please?
I'm traveling, maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. Is this travel that you're worried about, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't be worried about it.
3 minutes.
But she's going to be with you, Nessie. Okay, when you're traveling, she's going to be with you, okay?
I feel alone in my life.
Sorry?
I feel alone.
You're not alone, darling. You're not alone in your life, darling. Plus, trust me. You're not alone, sweetheart, okay? You're not alone, darling, right? You're definitely not alone. You've got people that love you, okay? Especially grandma, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling that this precise minute, Nessie, that you're coming over nice and warm. Would that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's grandma around you, okay? That warm feeling that you're getting is grandma around you, okay? She's saying she's giving you a big squeeze like she used to do, okay?
Yeah.
Because if you're feeling nice and warm now, okay?
2 minutes.
Around you and giving you a big squeeze, she's saying. Okay. She's saying you've got to not worry about anything. All right, sweetheart. Please don't worry about anything. I'm always going to be there for you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She's saying I'm going to look after you like you looked after me. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. She's saying you did a very good job of looking after her. Would that make sense as well?
Yeah. Because she had Alzheimer's.
Live with us. Yeah, yeah. Well, this is why she's saying she's going to look after you like you looked after her. Okay? This is why she's saying that. Alright? So,
yeah.
You need to calm yourself down. Okay? Calm yourself down, darling. And she will look after you. Okay? And if you want to talk to me anymore, sweetheart, please give me a message on Facebook.
1 minute.
And we can continue this afterwards if you would like.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Nessie. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nessie. Right. Okay. Nessie, before you shoot away, I don't normally do this because obviously we're supposed to give 10 minutes per person. But things I was getting there, Altina was talking to you, and it's probably because you're new to the show. But can you take anybody around you who may have been adopted, please?
Me?
Sorry?
Are you asking if there's anyone adopted?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure at the moment.
You're not sure at the moment? No,
yeah.
Somebody around you that may have been adopted within the family.
I did reconnect with my cousin.
Right, okay. You need to be looking into that because somebody that's around that I feel this person may have passed over into spirit now, but they say that they knew you very well and somebody within the family. So, okay. That's really all that we're giving at the moment, but it's something that you might need to look into, yeah?
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Oh.
Right. There was something else, and they seem to have taken it away from me. Okay. Did you ever get that feeling that there was something else, and then it just, like, they've taken it back? It's like, no, forget that bit. You just say, okay, right over. Right then. Let's see where we're going. Alexia.
Good evening.
Hello. Good evening. Hello. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And yourself?
I'm great, thank you.
Thank you.
I have a question. Something happened to my boyfriend the other day, a couple days ago, and I want to look into what's going to happen with that and, like, a timeline of that.
Okay. Like, so is this something to go down the legal route with, please?
No.
Right, okay.
Just something in our relationship.
Okay. I feel as though you had a big fallout, or you had a big fallout with somebody. Okay, would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. I do feel as though you love your boyfriend very, very much. Would that make sense?
That I love him very much? Yeah.
I do feel as though there's something that you need to talk about to him. I do feel as though you've had suspicions as well. Would that make sense?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay. I do feel as though it's something you do need to talk about with him when the air clears, because I feel as though it's still very, very, very fogged up at the minute, very, your mind is wandering all over the place and you don't know what to think with yourself. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I'd say let the air cool down a little bit, darling. Okay, I would say let the air cool down. And then when you come to reasonable thinking and he comes to reasonable thinking, get together and basically lay the cards on the table. Okay, lay the cards on the table. You want answers. You've got questions that you want answers to, and you expect an honest reply. Okay, would that make sense?
Okay. Sure, yeah.
Okay. I do feel as though you definitely need to lay the cards on the table, darling. Okay. Because it's not just recently you've been suspecting, having suspicious thoughts going through your mind. You've had suspicious thoughts going through you within the last few weeks as well. Would that make sense?
The last few weeks?
Okay. You've had gut feelings going through you within the last few weeks, we'll say. Would that make sense better?
Yeah.
Okay. You do need to talk. There is a lady spirit with you. Okay. A lady spirit. She comes in with a gentleman. I feel as though it could be a grandma and granddad figure in spirit. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. I do feel so it's a grandma or grandfather figure in spirit, sweetheart. Okay. And they're saying, just be very wary of how you question and how you word your questions, okay? Because they feel as though when you word your questions, they feel as though you don't wanna go in like a bull in a china shop. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, because they feel as though you're still very angry right now. Okay, they still feel as though you're very angry. Understandably, that you would be very angry because you feel as though things have been kept from you. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Grandma's saying, okay, Grandma's just said to me, you know what to do. Okay, you know what you have to do, and you know how you've got to go about it. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yeah.
Okay. She just said to me, darling, that you're a very wise person, okay, and you're not one of these who will just take any old answer. You're one of these who wants a specific answer. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. She said the way you are portraying yourself, she said you're like her in her younger years. Okay. Because I feel as though this grandmother was one, if she didn't like the answer she'd get, she'd ask the question again and ask it and ask it again until she got the answer that she did actually want. Would that make sense?
I have no idea what she did when she was my age.
Okay. No, this is a feeling that I'm getting from her. I feel as though this lady was a very strong woman as well. But you do have strength inside of you, okay? You do have strength inside of you, sweetheart, that you know what you want and how you're going to get it. You know what you want and when you're going to get it. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. You are, as I say, you are very strong. You have got a very strong will about you. You've also got a very strong soul as well. Okay. You have got a very strong soul too. You pick up when people are trying to feed you negative thoughts and when people are trying to feed you a load of rubbish. Would that make sense?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. You're one of them type of people. Okay. And you've got this feeling when you know that there's something not right. There's something going to go your way, or you feel as though there's somebody going to let you down of some sort. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. But I do feel with your boyfriend and yourself, you do need to talk, darling, because I do feel as though you've been together a while. Okay, and you feel as though you've always been able to talk about everything until just recently. Would that make sense?
No. I feel like I've been able to talk about everything up until now.
Right, that's what I mean. Until recently.
No, I'm still able to.
Sorry?
I'm still able to talk about everything I want to.
Yes. But you was able to talk to your boyfriend about things?
Yes.
Okay. But there is some
Whether
sort
or not I get a response, a good response that I want to hear, that's not the case.
Minutes.
But yes, I'm
right, okay, yeah. I do understand. But I do feel as though you do need to talk to him. I do feel as though you need to put your cards on the table, okay, and tell him your suspicions, okay? Tell him what you're suspecting, sweetheart, okay? I don't understand. I don't know what you're suspecting, okay? It's not for me to know what you're suspecting, but all I'm getting from you is through the vibes is that you're suspecting something, okay?
Yeah.
You're suspecting
so what's
gonna something.
What's
going to
happen with the relationship, do you know? What's the end result going to be?
I do feel as though you're going to talk about it. I mean, because he loves you very, very deeply.
Yeah.
He loves you very deeply, okay? I do feel as though when you talk about it, I do feel as though you're going to come to some sort of resolution, okay?
Oh, good, okay.
When is another question?
2 minutes.
You talk about it, but I do suggest you let the air clear first, okay?
Okay.
I feel as though one or both of you are still pretty angry right now. Okay, but
okay.
I do feel you need to let the air clear first, darling, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so thank you for calling in, darling. I hope everything
thank
works
you.
Out. Thank you very much,
thank
Lisa.
Thank you,
Alexa. Okay, right, well, we're going to take a little break then, ladies and gents. Don't know what music we've got in the studio this evening, because we set this music up last night for a show that we couldn't do. Because we set up a show, and then Vin couldn't be here, and the lady that was due to help couldn't, so we had to abandon ship sort of thing, but I put this music in last night. I hope you like it. So see what we got for you. Well, you can't say that we don't have variety on this show. There you have it, a little bit of variety for you. So we've got three people left, and an hour and 17 minutes left on the clock. So if we don't take breaks, we will probably be out of here in less than 2 hours. So taking breaks is a good thing as well for the reader. It means that the reader gets a break. And, you know, I think the music, we've never really got any real feedback, although there is a comment box on every show page. We very rarely get any comments or any feedback. And we've got numerous Facebook pages out there. And the readers themselves have their own Facebook page, would you believe? I mean, if you click on where it says today's guest, most of the time that will become a clickable link. We can't turn everyone into a clickable link because it doesn't always work, but most of them are clickable links, and tonight is no exception, because if you click there where it says today's guest, it will go straight to Tina's page there. So We know that Tina promotes. We all promote as much as possible and promote the ongoing shows. And the guests themselves promote themselves, of course. And, you know, that's a good thing because that's what we need is the promotion from everybody because we're all part of the same thing, yeah? And, you know, it used to be at some point where Ken was expected to do everything and those days have long gone. Because people realising now that Ken can't do everything. It shouldn't be that way anyway. I always remember one person coming on they pulled out right at the last minute for doing the show because they said that I didn't promote them enough. And I thought, okay, professional people these are. They're so-called professional people. I haven't got a professional bone in my body, mate. You know, so-called professional people. This is the attitude of life that they have. It's like, you've got to promote me to the hills on a show that had a minimal audience. You know, you're thinking, hang on, it's a podcast. Where do you think you're broadcasting to? It's a podcast. We have an audience. We have an audience of over 100,000 consecutive listeners to our shows. So it's over 110 consecutive listeners. That doesn't mean that they all call in at the same time like Radio 1. You know? We're just a podcast. Yeah? Nothing special. It's just what we do, yeah? Okay, right, let's see where we're going. Carolyn.
Good evening.
Oh, hey, Tina Marie.
Hi. How are we doing?
Good, happy to talk with you, thank you.
You're welcome.
I guess anything you pick up, I wanted to ask you toward the close of our time together about a woman friend, a girlfriend. But anything else that you pick up is great.
Okay. Carolyn says, we last spoke. I feel as though you've been moving on with your life. Would that make sense?
Oh, God, yeah, I have to. I mean, I've got so many responsibilities and obligations. There's no way out of it.
Okay. I do feel as though you've taken advice of what people have been saying to you. I do feel as though you've now taken that advice and starting to move on with what's what and what is instead of was what was what and what is what was. Would that make sense?
Well, I mean, the reality of my life is such that I have to pay attention to what's going on present day.
Yeah.
I have to really focus. Otherwise, it would be disastrous if I didn't. So that's, I'm constantly busy.
Right, okay. I feel as though you need to put some feelings aside and put yourself maybe 110% into what you are doing now, okay? Because I do feel as though sometimes feelings do crop into your mind. Would that make sense?
I'll have to meditate on that for sure.
Yeah, okay. Because I do feel as though there's something still sitting at the back of your mind, sweetheart, okay? I do feel as though, honestly, that you are doing a good job. You are doing what you have to do. Okay, I do feel as though what you have to do, and you are putting your efforts into that. I do feel as though your job's going really, really well right now because you're getting a lot of clientele, you're getting a lot of business. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I'm very, very busy. Gosh, just came in. I'm taking a break right now, but I have to go back out again.
Yeah, I do feel as though things are going to start working even more towards your favor. I honestly do. I feel as though things are going to be working more towards your favour, sweetheart, okay? Because I feel as though the angels are watching down on you, and they are watching how you're progressing, okay? I do feel as though they are going to reward you with something, don't know what, okay? Because they're saying that you're putting every effort and every ounce of your energy and your being into what you are doing right now, okay? I do feel as though you've just had something big come across your plan, come across your path. I do feel as though there's something big just come across your path. I don't know whether it's to do with a house sale or whether it's to do with some sort of business proposition. Would any of that make sense?
Yeah, it has picked up for sure.
Okay, because I do feel as though something big is going to come across your path. Okay, there's something, somebody's going to suggest something to you, or somebody's going to say something to you that's going to get your mind thrown into overdrive, okay? To do with business, it's to do with business, okay? I will stipulate it is to do with business, darling. Okay, it's going to throw your mind into overdrive. I don't know whether it's anything to do with a partner or whether it's in the business or anything. There's somebody that's going to come towards you with something, okay, and suggest something to you. But I do feel as though there is something coming towards you, darling. I have got this gut feeling that something's going to come towards you and you are going to take it. Or you're either going to sit there, ponder, and then take it, okay? I honestly do feel as well that there is going to be more and more coming your way, okay? You are going to get even busier to what you are now, okay? Because I do feel as though things in America are going to start picking up and things, house sales are going to start picking up as well, okay? Because I do feel as though at this precise minute you have got a lot on with the sales business. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. You also feel as though you're working your fingers to the bone, bless you, don't you?
Well, I enjoy it. I do enjoy it. I do.
Yeah. It's also keeping your mind occupied as well, darling. Okay. It's also keeping your mind occupied really well. I do feel as though lesser said than necessary, I'm feeling, because you have been listening to people, you've started listening to people about advice that we've been giving you, that people's been giving you, okay? And I do feel as though things are picking up very, very well, very, very well, I do feel, okay? Things are going to pick up, and I feel as though they're going to pick up substantially, okay, to what you are expecting, okay? I do feel as though things are going to be put into perspective as well, Carolyn. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Because I do feel as though things are going to be put into perspective for you, okay? Because I've just been told to tell you what's in the past stays in the past, what's in the present is where you want to be. Okay?
Okay.
This is what I've just been told to tell you. Okay.
Okay.
And you need to concentrate on the future, not what was. Okay. You need to concentrate on what you're doing now, okay? Less of the overthinking and more of the thinking about what you are going to achieve with yourself, okay? This is what I'm being told. Less of the overthinking and more of the thinking of what you're going to achieve for yourself, because I do feel as though you've been overthinking things as well. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So you've got to less of the overthinking and more thinking of what you're going to achieve for yourself, sweetheart. Okay?
Okay.
I understand that it's a very difficult thing to do, but you need to start and take, when you have finished work, basically what you need to do is start and take time for yourself. Do a bit of meditation. Go out for a walk and clear your head and think, take everything
on board of what you've done today, and then just put it into your mind. Okay.
Tina, can I ask you a question about a woman?
Go on. Yeah.
We've been friends, and we had a falling out this morning, and I don't even understand why.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a falling out about a month ago, I guess. And it comes from the other person's end, and I never see it coming. And this morning, I didn't even see it coming. And I don't understand. I don't understand. I've talked to you about this before. And is it going to get back on track? And what the heck is going on?
I've no idea, sweetheart. Sorry. I've no idea. I really don't know. Okay. I really think it's for you to sort out and figure out what has been said or what hasn't been said, to be perfectly honest. Okay. I feel as though the other person has maybe said something, you said something to her that she's taken out of context. Okay. I do feel like that. But there's maybe
I've been such a good friend. I know I've been a very supportive friend, and this morning, you know, what was said, I didn't find that at all. I didn't find support. You know, I would never do that. I would never go in that area, you know, and say that to anyone, you know, what was said. And I thought, what?
Okay. I suggest you talk to her and see if you can sort things out. Okay. I suggest you talk to her and see if you can sort things out. Would that make sense?
Well, it's impossible right now.
Yes. Yes.
Do you see us talking again? Because I'm very...
I do, yes. I do see you talking again. I do see you talking again, Carolyn. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you, Tina.
Thank you very much, Carolyn. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye, darling. Bye.
Okay, thank you, Carolyn. Right. Oh. We've got new people. We've got more people joining us now. For the second hour. Sorry?
I've got my mic on me. It wasn't me that was speaking.
Okay. Right. So, let's see where we are. We're on 9-6 deep.
Good evening, Dave.
Hi, good evening, Tina.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm just reading a bedtime story for my son. If it is okay, can I do it in the end, Tina and Ken? Or I'm fine if it runs out.
Yes, of course, you can. We'll put you. That's fine. Yeah, we'll put you back. Put you back on hold there. And let's see. So, Laura's just gone up one then. Okay. So we got. Sorry.
There's noises coming through.
Say that again.
I think there's noises coming. Even I'm hearing it.
Huh? Sorry? You what? Are you all right, Tina?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I didn't know what you were saying. I didn't catch what you were saying there.
I'm hearing noises in the background when you're talking. Yeah, it's talking.
Okay. There's nobody else in the room here with me at the moment. Okay. Let's see where we're going. Karen.
Hello. Tina, I just want to thank you again for the reading that you gave me the other day, because when you were giving it to me in real time, I you know, answered you back actually wrong a couple of times, and you know, you gave me some information that I wasn't processing in real time, and so when I listened to replay, I just saw how correct you were, and that you gave me some key pieces of information that I had not been able to put together for a very long time, and your help, the key pieces of information that you gave, basically filled in the gaps of what I needed to know to put it together, and I just feel, you know, it brought me to a place of peace, and which I hadn't had about this for a long time. So I really want to thank you very deeply from my heart for that, and I also want to ask you briefly. I'm waiting on something that would really boost my financial situation rather dramatically, and I'm not sure. If it'll come through or not, and I'm wondering if you see anything in that regard.
Okay, Karen. May I first of all say thank you. Thank you for giving me that clarification. Okay, it was my pleasure. Even though you didn't understand in some points of what I was telling you the other day, but you have listened to the replay and now you understand. Okay, so that was my very own pleasure. Okay, I do thank you for giving me that clarification. Okay, and with what this financial thing is that's coming, I don't know, but I do feel, I do see some sort of reward or some sort of money coming towards you, sweetheart. Okay, when is another question. Okay, but I do feel as though it's going to be coming. But I do feel as though it's something that you have been long waiting for. Would that make sense?
Yes, very, very much. I have been long waiting for it, and it would be a big, big boost and a big bridge until I can, until something else comes that, and I'm really getting kind of weary in my situation, in my living situation. It's mm-hmm. really been kind of trying, so... It would be a tremendous help, actually, if it came through, and if you see something coming through. There's really probably only one thing I can think of, so that's probably it.
Yeah, I do feel as though it's something you've been long awaiting for, okay. I do feel as though it's a payment that has been outstanding for quite some time. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, I do feel as though it is coming to you. I do feel as though you've been in contact with these people that have been owing you this outstanding payment. Would that make sense?
Well, I am monitoring the situation, yes.
Okay. I do honestly feel as though it's going to come towards you, but when is another question, okay? Because as you know, spirit doesn't have a timeline. People don't have a timeline normally when it's regarding paying out. Okay, but I do feel as though it is going to come towards you, darling, okay? And I do feel as though there's going to be some sort of change coming your way as well. I feel as though you've been asking for some help from spirit as well. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I do feel as though you've been asking for some sort of change as well. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Spirit have heard your request. Spirit have heard with what you've been saying, okay? I do feel as though these requests are going to be adhered to, because I don't feel as though you're happy within yourself right now. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I do feel as though you need a change of scenery, darling. I do honestly feel as though you need a change of scenery as well. Okay, because I feel where you are right now, you're getting sick of looking at the same scenery. Would that make sense? Hello?
Oh, yes, I'm longing to change scenery, but I can't change scenery without these funds.
Yeah, yeah. But when these funds do come to you, sweetheart, I do feel as though you're going to have a change of scenery. Okay. The angels are handing me a set of keys, so I'm thinking you've been thinking about a move from somewhere. Would that make sense?
Yes, yes.
Okay. I do feel as though, because they're handing me a set of keys, sweetheart, okay. So I do feel as though a move is on the horizon. Okay, but when you get this money, you are going to be very wise with it, I do feel. I do feel as though you've got plans for it already in sort of sectors. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, but I do feel as though one of the sectors is planning on a move house. Okay, I do feel as though it's in a location of where you want to be. Okay. I do feel that location is where you want, where you want to be, okay? Nobody's going to tell you any different. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I honestly do feel as though you're going to be a lot happier there, darling, okay? I do feel as though things, when you get there, is going to start picking up for you, okay? I'm not saying that things are not going to start picking up just a little bit for you at this precise minute, but I do feel as though things are going to start... pick themselves up for you as well, okay? I honestly do feel also that you will have somebody special coming into your life once you get this move on the way out of the horizon, okay? I don't know whether you're looking for that special someone, but I do feel as though there is going to be someone special coming towards you. Would that make sense at all?
I'm not looking, but I'm receptive.
Okay.
So, yes, that would be pleasant, yes.
Yeah,
that would be welcoming.
Yeah, okay. I think this change will do you some good, to be perfectly honest, Karen, because I do feel as though where you are now, I feel as though you feel as though you're bogged down into a hole. Would that make sense at all?
Yeah, I'm beginning to feel stuck, and it's not really where I want to be or the environment I want to be in. So I am longing for a change.
Yeah,
3 minutes.
You're going to be happy though, sweetheart. I do feel as though you're going to be really, really happy once you get away from the environment you're going to be that you're in now. Because I do feel as though once you get away from that environment that you're in now, I do feel as though you're going to sigh a huge sigh of relief. Okay, I do feel as though there's going to be one hell of a sigh of relief come out of you. Okay.
Okay. Good. Good.
Because the environment that you're in now, I think, is quite complicated. It's quite confrontational. It's quite negative, we'll say. Would that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's beginning to be. It's not really in my face, but it surrounds me.
Yeah, because I do feel as though there's a lot of confrontations around you. Okay, I do feel as though other people are making everybody else's life feel like it's not
worth it.
Okay, I do feel as though somebody else is feeling like making somebody's life feel as though it's a living nightmare. Okay, but when you get away from that environment, you are going to be a lot happier. I do feel as though it's a distance away that you're wanting to go as well. Would that make sense?
Yes, yes. Yeah, it's a couple hours drive from here, from where I am.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a way.
Yes.
It's a different part of the state. Yes,
yes. Yes, yes. I do feel as though it's a part of the state where you've been wanting to go back to as well. Would that make sense at all?
Yes, yes. I have been wanting to get to move down there. I had been thinking about it, and then I familiarized myself with the area, and I've been wanting to get back down there and haven't been able to because of transportation issues and funding issues. So I am looking forward to getting back there. Yes.
Yeah. I do feel that. I do really feel that. Okay, so I will thank you for calling in, sweetheart, and I am very, very happy that I could clarify some things for you.
You helped so much, and today too. I'm sure when I listen to it again, that these being able to listen to it again is extremely helpful because it's a lot to process in real time for me anyway. And so having the replay is very valuable. And I heard you say a couple of things on the replay that I missed live. I mean, I just missed it. I just didn't process it. All very okay. helpful. It brings me a lot of peace. I have a lot of gratitude. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, my darling. You're welcome anytime.
Thank you, Tina.
Just quickly, Karen, if you'd like to contact me, I am at the IOM.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
Thank you, Karen.
Thanks,
Karen. Right. Now, Deep wanted to be left till the end, so we're going to make sure that we can fit Deep in there. So let's see where we are then. Laura.
Hi, Tina.
Hi, Laura. How are we doing?
So... Well, we're doing okay. Just wondering, are you picking up any messages for me? Or do you want a specific question?
It's up to you. We can go with a specific question and then I can see if I can pick something up for you after that. I'm sure I will. Okay.
Okay. Do you see me like getting my finances in order by next year in order to get a house, or is it still going to be out of my reach?
I don't know, Laura. With the way that you're put more positive about yourself, darling, I do feel as though you're going to get them in order. I do feel as though you're going to get them in order by next year because I do see a move coming for you. Okay? I do see a move coming for you. Every time I talk to you, darling, those angels are dangling a set of keys in front of me. Okay, I do feel as though you are going to get yourself in order because I feel as though you've been sitting and putting things into perspective of what you do want and what you don't want. Would that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, I've been getting rid of stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to, you know, declutter, get rid of things, just get rid of a whole bunch of stuff. And
yeah.
I want to streamline my life. You know, I want to improve it, move on.
Yeah, I do feel as though this positivity inside of you is going to really pay off, darling. I really, really do, because you are a lot more positive than what you was. Okay, there's no hardly any negativity there at all, because this positivity is definitely outweighing it, Laura, all right? I honestly do feel as though things are going to start moving for you. Okay, I really do, because you are putting in the effort to sort yourself out and put things into perspective of what you want to do and how you want to do things, okay? I honestly feel as though your life is going to start picking up as well. I do feel that, because I think when you get moved, I feel as though there's somebody going to come into your life as well, okay? There is angels are sort of lining things up for you. Okay, because I've seen how hard you are working against yourself and how you are starting to work within your inner self as well. Okay, so they're working with you to line things up for you as potential sort of things for you. But there's still some things that you do need to sort yourself out with and think about what you want to do with. Would that make sense?
Yeah, that's true. Trying to figure out my career, where I'm going with that.
Mm-hmm.
I've been putting out resumes with other companies. Are the angels giving you any idea where I'll be moving? Will it be north, south? Any idea at all?
I'm getting more of a beam on north. I'm getting more of a beam on north. Okay, I am getting a very big beam on north, because there's something up in the north that you've applied for and you've got your whole heart set on that. Would that make sense?
Well, I've applied for a few things in the north, and there was one company I applied for in North Carolina, which is south of me,
mm-hmm.
but it's still North Carolina, and I would really like that one. But I don't know if it's north in New Jersey north or north, North Carolina north.
I don't know. I was lighting a beam on his north. Laura, would you understand? He looks at something, but he's to the west of you.
Philadelphia's a little to the west of me, but it's only like a 20-minute drive. I have applied to some things there.
Yeah, because I do feel as though there's something to the west of you as well. They're just showing me to the west of you. I feel as though you are looking around that area, but you're looking more north because you're wanting to move more north. Would that make sense?
Well, so there's a lake in the north that I really like.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I would be in New Jersey, and I kind of want to get out of New Jersey, and I want to go a little more warmer climate, but still have all four seasons, which is why I'm hoping something comes up in the Carolinas. This one company is a healthcare company that I applied to, and that's in North Carolina, so I was hoping that that one would come up. But North Carolina is south of New Jersey.
Well, people are always looking for people in healthcare and wanting to do sort of things around healthcare. So I do feel as though you may stand a good chance of that, okay, because they're always wanting people to look in healthcare for you, okay. I do honestly feel as though things are around you, that you've got more healthcare experience around you than anything. Would that make sense?
Yes, I would say so. That's true.
Yeah.
Tina, do you see me getting an inheritance by any chance?
I haven't got nothing on at the minute, but I'm not saying there's not a possibility. I'm not saying that there's nothing, not a possibility, darling, but I do see somebody discussing something about something, okay? But I'm not sure what they're discussing. But I do feel as though there is something coming your way. I think I told you last time, there's something coming your way, Laura. Okay. I feel as though there is something coming your way, but I'm not sure if it's an inheritance or it's something to do on that line. Okay. There's something coming towards you, sweetheart. I really feel that. There is something coming towards you, okay? But I do feel as though what's coming towards you is going to help you, okay? I do feel what is coming towards you. So it could be an inheritance that's coming towards you, sweetheart, okay? I do feel as though it's something that's due to you, okay? Would that make sense?
I don't think so. If there's something due to me, I don't know about it.
Okay.
I don't know.
There is something coming towards you. You do it, Laura. I feel as though you do this as what's coming towards you. Okay. So whether it is the inheritance or not that you're talking about, or it could be something entirely different, okay, but I do feel as though there's something coming towards you that you are actually due, darling. Okay. When is another question, and how long it's going to be is another question. Okay. But I do feel as though there's something coming towards you. I think I said something about that last time as well. I think the angels are giving me a very vivid recollection that I did say something to you about it last time as well, that there was something coming your way. Okay. I do feel as though there is something coming your way still, but I do feel more it's due to you than it is anything else.
2 minutes.
Okay. I do feel as though this healthcare contract that you're going for as well, I do feel as though that one could be in the pipelines as well. I do feel as though you're going to get a call from somebody, either this to what comes of the rest of this week, or next week as well. I do feel as though there's a phone call coming towards you as well, darling. Okay?
Okay, that sounds really good. Thanks,
yeah.
Tina. I appreciate the reading.
You're welcome, Laura. You're welcome, sweetheart. Thank you.
Thank you. You take care.
Thank you very much, Laura. Thank you.
Thank you, Laura.
I can.
Thanks, Laura. Well, our cork queue is still increasing, would you believe, even at this time of night? Okay. We'll try and get to you all, but no guarantee. Let's see where we are then.
1 minute.
Right, I think we'll see if Deep's back now.
Good evening.
Hello, Deep. Are you there? No. Okay. Still haven't come back. Right. Okay. Let's see where we're going then. Kay.
Hello.
Good evening, Kay.
Hi, my name is Kerry. Sorry.
Oh, sorry, Kerry. Hi. How can I help?
Okay. I was just calling. I've spoken with you before. I saw your show on this afternoon and figured I would let here for a question. I don't have a specific question, but I definitely am opening up further in my own abilities, and I'm open to anything you have for me to become more and more noticeable. And I've come a long way in the past few months. Had an encounter with a stranger today where, you know, I peed something forward and realized that we had a connection even though I didn't know who she was at the time.
Okay. I do feel as though in yourself you're quite nervous about what's happening with you.
Okay.
I do feel as though you are quite nervous with what's happening, darling. Because I do feel as though you've not got 100% self-confidence at this precise minute. Would that make sense at all, please? Okay. I do feel as though this confidence will grow. I do feel as though your confidence will grow. Because when you were speaking to me then, that is when I picked up on the nerves, because you was even nervous talking to me about what was going on. Okay. As for a relationship,
I was just taken aback from when I went on the line with you. I wasn't expecting to get on the line, so I was just enjoying listening. I'm sorry. I'm quieter now. I'm in a quieter spot.
Okay. I do feel as though with the relationship, darling, you are going to be picking up a relationship soon. I do feel as though there's a special someone around you. As you said, it could be the person that you connected eyes with and you felt the connection. Okay. I do feel as though this person is looking for a relationship, but a long-lasting relationship, the same as you. Would that make sense?
Maybe. I'm not sure. I haven't really been looking. I just left a very long-term relationship, but I definitely want companions in the future.
Yeah. I do feel as though there's a relationship for you, sweetheart. Okay. And to do with your senses and your feelings, I do feel as though you are an empath. I do feel as though you are an empath, darling, because I do feel as though you pick up on people's emotions very, very quickly. Would that make sense at all, please?
Absolutely.
Okay. It's not just emotions that pick up what you're picking up on. It's feelings, and you feel as though you know somebody about, you know something about someone before you speak to them as well. Would that make sense?
Yeah. I'm trying to discern. I've had a lot of maybe negative associations that were connected to my past relationships. And now that I'm by myself, I'm trying to discern who's genuine, not even past connections, but if any new connections are made, it's like I just don't want to have this wall up where I'm questioning everything, but I find myself doing that.
I do feel as though meditation can help you as well decipher feelings from everybody else to what your own is, okay? I do feel as though meditation does help. There is quite a lot of meditation music on YouTube that actually does deal with that sort of stuff as well. Okay. I do feel as though when you're meditating, you need to ask the angels to decipher your feelings against somebody else's. Okay. And they will come down and help you with that. Okay. I also feel as though you've been hearing people calling your name as well. Would that make sense?
I've had vivid dreams the past week or so, and I don't usually remember them, but one was from a past relationship like 5 years ago, where there was kind of no closure, but it was with his family, and It was very weird. I'm not one to usually dredge up the past at all, and I'm not trying to or thinking of. Now I don't have any ill will towards them, so it just thought it was weird that I
feel. I do feel as though you've had a lady figure calling your name as well. Okay. I honestly do feel as though you've had a lady figure in spirit calling your name. Could be either a grandmother figure or an auntie sort of figure. Would you understand any of them in spirit, please?
All of them, yeah. Both of my grandmothers are in spirit, as well as my grandmother's sister.
Yeah, my
great aunt. My immediate aunt, but through marriage, she's in spirit, yeah.
I feel as though they're there to guide you. I do feel as though they're coming down to guide you, sweetheart, about something, okay? With what you're feeling, hearing, knowing, and seeing, okay? Because I do feel as though you've seen spirit around you, but you're not too sure whether you have seen them or whether you haven't. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Because they're going to come down and give you guidance with all of this, okay? Because they know that you're coming into your own. Okay, they know that you're there and you are coming into your own, sweetheart. They want to help you with that. Okay, they want to help you with that. Okay, I've got to remind you about seeing a lady figure spirit in your. I think it could have been in your living room. Is it an apartment that you've got? In an apartment that you've got or a house? Would that make sense at all, please?
Yeah. I did just relocate. Yep.
Yeah, okay. There's been a lady figure spirit around you, okay, and she thinks you saw her. She thinks you saw her, maybe stood in a doorway, she's saying. You looked around and then you had to look around again to make sure that you wasn't seeing things. Would that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. It was a grandmother figure that was there, darling. Okay.
Okay.
It was mother figure there. She was saying she came down just to make sure that you was okay, because she said she was feeling that though that day that you had to look around twice, that you was a little bit stressed out. Okay.
Right.
She's saying that you was a little stressed out and you didn't know or understand what was going on around you with that. But she did come down and she did see you, and she said she saw you, but you were stressed out. But you need to calm yourself down with something. There's something that's playing on your mind that you need to calm yourself down with. Would you understand that, please?
Absolutely. Just the ties from my last relationship. He's a firefighter.
Yeah.
And he's people in our community that I've associated with.
3 minutes.
He's just not what you would imagine to be the, if you will, maybe like kind of like the bad apple of maybe what he works in. So
right, okay.
I was very involved, but yeah, so I'm trying to just like be detached from that. At the same time, I do have respect for our first responders in our community, so that's difficult.
Yeah He was kind of the one that started showing his true colors, she's saying.
Yeah, and I got away from that. Yeah, but I mean, I
right,
still
okay.
do have with the rest. Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out.
Yeah,
it's not
yeah.
like I need to believe, but yeah, it's just who to trust.
Yeah She says, if you won't see, she says, I'll see. He started showing his true colours. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But she says she's glad you got away from there, because there were a lot of negative energy around you. Okay. This is right. The reason why you've got around is why your senses are now starting to come to light, she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why there's two grandmothers, and I'm sure there's an auntie figure as well that you've said. They're all coming down to actually give you guidance and teach you about deciphering your feelings from anybody else's. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This, you could go a long way. Okay. She said you could go a long way. But the only thing is, though, it's not, you can't be too intuitive, because you're going to start confusing yourself, okay?
Right.
So you're going to start confusing yourself if you go too intuitive with it, because with you just learning and it only just coming to the surface, you've got to understand your feelings against others, and once you've picked that up, you're going to have the bingo sign, okay? She just said, She said she had to use the reference of the bingo sign. Okay.
Oh, I love that.
Why she said. Yeah, she said she used to have used the reference of the bingo sign, so I'm not sure one of these grandmothers used to like bingo or something.
it makes sense. It does.
Okay.
They
are coming down to give you guidance, so sweetheart, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Kay. Right, let's see where we're going then. Melvin.
Good evening, Melvin.
How can I help, Melvin? Good evening. Yeah, can I just get a general, please?
A general, okay.
Just one.
Sweetheart, would you understand gentleman figure in spirit? It comes through with the lady. Okay. They're saying that they're seeing what's going on around you, and there's something going on around you that they're not liking. Would you understand what they're talking about, please?
Yes.
Okay. They're saying there's something going on around you that they're not liking. The way somebody is treating somebody, okay, is not what they will call respectful. Would that make sense?
Yes. She's talking about my children and my sister and brother.
Okay, sweetheart. Okay. I feel as though the lady that's speaking is a mother figure. Would you understand a mother figure in spirit, please, Melvin?
Yes, that's true.
Okay. I feel the lady that's in spirit, she's got some strong will around her. She has got some strong will around her. Okay. She's one of these people that won't take nothing from nobody. Would that make sense?
Exactly, yes.
Okay, she's saying if I was down there, okay, and they was treating me like they are treating you, they would be banished for good. Would you understand what she means by that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, she said everything that is owed to them would have been taken away from them. Okay, she's saying, she's very, very strong. Okay, and she's saying what they are doing to you right now, Melvin, is nothing short of being very evil. Would you understand what she means by that?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay. She's saying there's nothing short of... She is really giving it some welling. She's saying there's nothing short of being evil, sweetheart. Okay. She says, you know what you have to do with this. You know what you have to do with this. There's some decisions that you have to make. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Regarding everything that's going on with yourself at the minute, you don't want to be stressed out as well, she's saying. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's things that they're saying which are untrue. Would that make sense at all, please?
Say that again, please.
There is things that they are saying to you which are untrue. Would that make sense?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. She's saying you have a big decision to make. She's saying you have a big decision to make because I feel as though you're been getting things in order. Would that make any sense, Melvin, please?
See, like, I'm getting what now?
You're getting things in order. You're putting on things. Would that make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because she's just said to me, once you get things in order, you know what to do, okay? You know what to do with yourself. It's the way that I've brought you up to know what to do with yourself, okay? She's saying, please, please, please do not let them get to you, okay? Please do not let them get to you, okay? She's saying you've been looking into getting the move away. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Obviously, people are still pulling the trying to still drag the heels along with this you wanting to move away as well. It feels as though the process is going very slow. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. You need to get onto them, she's saying. You need to get onto them because these people are causing you a lot of distress as well as what's going on with around you. There is a lot of... which is not having a very good impact on you. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. She's saying you've just got to try and keep as strong as you can. Okay. Mm. She wants you to keep as strong as you can, Melvin. Okay. Do not let others try and ride you out. I don't know what that means, but she's saying, please do not let others try and ride you out. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Use you.
What she's trying to say. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Please, there's one person that's around you who is not agreeing with the way that people are treating you. Would that make sense as well, please?
Yes.
Okay. There is people around you that's not make it, that is not liking how you've been treated. Okay. And I do feel as though the person that's been that's not liking how you've been treated is somehow being called names like the special one or the favoritism or something like that. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Because I do not, they do not agree with what, just because they do not agree with what they're saying doesn't mean to say that they're the favoritism or they're the special one. Okay. It's just their opinion of how their people are treating you that shouldn't be, when all you've done is work very hard for them and you have brought them up and you have basically bent over backwards to support them throughout their lives, and this is how they repay you. This is what I'm being told. I think it's mum.
Yep. That's my children. And my sisters and brother.
Yeah. This is what I'm being told by mum. They should know better. Okay. They should have respect. They've always been brought up to be respect, but the thing that she's thinking is the people around them that's influencing them. Would that make any sort of sense, please?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Okay. She said they're under the influence of others. Okay. She's definitely saying they're under the influence of others. The other ones have not been brought up to show respect, and this is why it's rubbing off on them. Okay. There's somebody around you, or this she's saying, that's not within your children, but somebody that one of your children are with is like a spoilt little brat. She's saying, would that make sense at all, please?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. She said it's either him or her that's the influence.
Yeah, that's true.
Either him or her that's the influence. Because they think they're better than anybody else of where they've come from. Would that make any sort of sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
3 minutes. Okay. Okay. Carry on.
Go ahead. Can I ask you this question right quick?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm having some pain in my left side,
mm-hmm.
over in my stomach, you know, on the side, and it comes and goes. Do you see what the trouble is there?
With that, it's a medical thing that you need to go see a medical professional. Okay, because we can't give any sort of readings on that, sweetheart. The thing I would say was you need to go see a medical professional with that, okay?
Okay.
You need to go see a medical professional.
Yes, do you see a female coming into my life?
2 minutes.
They're in the line, somewhere down the line I do. I think it will be when you get maybe moved from where you are. I think you pick up a happier life there of where you are when you distance yourself away. Okay, because
when that's supposed to take yourself. Place?
It could be any time, darling. It could be any time. As I say, spirit doesn't have a timeline, sweetheart. So it could be here. It could be next year, darling. Okay, that's all I can say, really. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much for calling in, Melvin.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Melvin. Okie dokie. Let's see where we are. Jessica.
Oh, hello. Hi, thank you.
Good evening, Jessica.
Hey.
One.
I want to see what... Oh, we have more than that, I hope.
yeah.
I wanted to, okay, so I feel a little torn. I get in this zone that I feel that my living situation is just tolerable until it's the right time for me to move from here. And then as soon as I get into that groove, and it happens every time, this has been going on for a couple of years, as soon as I get into that groove, then something happens that makes me like completely angry and like I can't sleep at night because something happened. And so it makes me feel like I'm not doing enough to get the move, to be proactive in the move.
Okay.
But then other times it's like, well, no, it should just be easy and spirit will move you. So I feel like really conflicted about what am I supposed to do?
Okay. First of all, sweetheart, spirit are coming, are coming down to help you with self-doubt because you have got a lot of self-doubt inside of you. Okay. You keep doubting yourself on the silliest of little things. Would that make sense?
Yeah, well, that's related to another topic, which I guess we can talk about afterwards.
Yeah. Okay. I do feel as though it is a lot of self-doubt within yourself. Okay. You have to start and control with what's going on in your mind. Okay, sweetheart. You do have to start and control with what's going on in your mind because I do feel as though there is something from the past that is bothering you, okay, which has torn this anger up, okay, because I feel as though it's not only from the past, but it was a very traumatic past. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yeah, it's because I was like stuck in a living situation and I always felt like I wasn't doing enough to get out of it. It actually happened to me a couple of times.
Right, okay, because it's trauma as well that can release anger. Okay, it's trauma as well because I've known some people who've had a lot of trauma that's come out very, very angry with it. Okay, sweetheart. So you do really need to control your emotions and figure out what is going on inside of you. Okay, sweetheart. If in doubt, go see a GP about it as well, because GPs can help with what's gone on with you and they can do some things with you. Okay. I do feel as though you've had a lot of grief as well, darling. Would that make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, this could be another trigger, sweetheart. Okay. Also, I feel as though you're losing faith in yourself. Okay. I do feel as though you're losing faith in yourself, sweetheart. All right. I do feel as though things are not going right for you, or you think that things are not going right for you when things are generally going okay for you right now. Okay. I do feel as though there's a situation around you that you are having a job to deal with, okay. Jessica, would you understand a gentleman in spirit, please, that you used to be close to or sort of like semi-close to?
Yes, yeah, somewhat.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's very much around you and he's come in and he says he doesn't want these self-doubts, darling. Yes, I know you're still angry. Yes, I know the things that happened, yes, you're still angry with, but he's very much around you, darling, and he's giving you so much guidance and so much love, okay? I do feel as though this gentleman was taken a bit too soon. Would that make sense?
I don't know about that. He was older.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah.
Or you feel, he said you felt he was taken too soon, but he was poorly of some sort. He was sick. Would you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. He feels as though you thought he was taken too soon. This was it. Okay. He's just said to me, no, she thought I was taken too soon, but I was very ill. Would that make sense?
Okay. Not that I know of, but that's okay.
Okay. Okay, I do feel as though he was close, sort of like near on close to this gentleman. I do feel as though you could talk to this gentleman as well. Okay. He's very much around you, darling, and he's giving you the guidance and the support that you need. Okay. Healing angels are coming down to you to try and heal you from past experiences, trying to heal pain from you. Okay. They want to try and get you back up to where you was. Okay. Because to feel as though you're not as happy as you used to be. You're not happy go, you're not the bubbly, you're not the happy go lucky type that you used to be. Would that make sense?
Yeah, well, it's just a recent thing because, so what are you getting as far as, like, I guess I have to just heal the trauma that's related to the living situation and then I'll get clarity around it? Because
You'll not get complete clarity around it, sweetheart, okay? Because I do feel as though you want to get away from that living situation that you are now, okay? Because I do feel as though there is a lot of negativity around there. Okay, I do feel as though there's someone around you that's very, very negative. Would that make sense?
Yeah, it's all my neighbors. They're terrible. I hate them.
Yeah, I do feel as though that you're very, very negative, sweetheart. Okay, they're very negative. And their negative can actually have an impact on you as well. Okay, because it's outweighing your positivity. Would you understand that you've been looking around to get a move?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what sort of guidance are you getting with that? Am I not doing enough? And is that what the pattern is that I need to heal because I wasn't, quote, doing enough in the past? Or is it that I have to just be more in faith? Or, like, I just don't want to feel like a victim anymore.
No, you're not a victim. No, you're not a victim. This is what I'm saying. You're not a victim. Okay. You need to start and face future. You need to start and try and leave what was in your past and move on with the future, okay? Because what is stopping you from moving on with your future is your past, okay? So you've got to try and get that knife and go forward with your future. Cut your way forward, okay? But be very, very strong. This is what I'm being told. You've got to get some strength, okay? You've got to get some strength around you, sweetheart, okay? There is angels and there is guides around you.
3 minutes.
To help you move forward, okay? And they want you to move forward and they want you to come back with a vengeance and they want you to come back with the steam that you know you've got behind you. Okay, this is what I'm trying to say, sweetheart, okay? You've got to look forward to your future and what you're capable of, okay? This is what they're saying. You've got to look forward to your future and what you're capable of, sweetheart, okay? Understandably, yes, you've had it quite bad. I will give you that. But if you move on with your future, then you can leave whatever's happened to you in the past. Okay, this is what I'm saying. Would you understand what I'm saying now, please?
Yeah, well, that's what was causing me frustration because I'm trying to do it and it's not letting me move forward. And it's like, well, then I guess you have to just meditate more and do more affirmations. And I just feel really exhausted by the thought of that.
Yes, there is good things coming your way. There is good things coming your way, I must admit. I've just been told there is good things coming your way, sweetheart. And once you see these good things that's coming your way, you understand why spirit have been like they are and trying to give you motivation to move forward, okay? They've just said to me, good things coming her way, okay, which will give you that motivation, which will pick you up. It will make your positivity come a lot higher as well, okay? But there is good things starting to come your way, sweetheart, because the angels are listening to what you are saying. They are listening to how you want things. They are listening to everything that you're saying. They're hearing your prayers. They're hearing your screams. They're hearing your voice, okay? So good things are going to start and come your way, sweetheart, okay?
Yeah, thank you. That's what I have been praying about, that I need some of the good things to boost my mood,
that
I have the energy just to pick it up and go from there.
Yeah,
okay.
There is good things coming your way, sweetheart, okay? Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jessica. Okay.
Thanks.
Right, we've taken 10 calls this evening. Amazing. There's been 11 callers in the call queue, and number 6 still there. We called twice, people. I don't know whether we can fit you in there, but let's see.
Hi, Tina again. Hi, Tina.
Are you there?
Good evening, Deep. How can I help?
It's okay. You read for me earlier this week. It's fine, and we are over the time, so that's okay, Tina. I'm fine. I'll call in next week again.
Ah, bless. Okay. Thanks, Dee. Right.
Thank you.
60 seconds, as you can hear there, ladies and gents. And Tina does wonders, you know, to get through 10 people in 2 hours, and music as well. It's a lot to do in 2 hours. It really is, you know, as you say. So when we do occasionally go over, you know, it's a lot, 2 hours. So, Tina, how's the move going?
Well, I've got a moving date, hopefully it's the 8th of May. So yeah. I will be having a week off, just basically, so I can get my services restored with the internet and everything. But the house is really nice. Bit smaller than what I'm used to, we'll say. Because my house that I've got now is fairly big. It's a bit smaller than what I'm used to, but I'm sure I'll adapt.
Wonderful. Okay, and is it in the same area as you're in now, is it, or farther away?
It's about half an hour away from where I am.
All right, yeah. Ah, wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, we wish you luck with that then, Tina. And,
Thank you very much.
You hopefully on Monday. Okay, so Tina, hopefully back with us on Monday then. In the process, of course, of moving there towards the beginning of next month. So that's with us for at least another 2 weeks then. And at the beginning of the next month, I wish Tina the very best with that. So Tina will be away from us for about a week, maybe a little bit more. And we've got to give Tina time to move in, of course, and settle. So we look forward to those shows. Right then, music, Maestro, please. I've been trying to call,
can't sleep in.